What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Ryan, take it from here. It's all yours.
All right, let's talk about this statement from Marcus Lemonis, executive chairman from Bed Bath & Beyond.
What?
That's right. He says he won't do any more stores in California. You know why? Because California sucks.
California doesn't suck. California doesn't suck so much that it's lasted this long under oppressive, crazy liberal leftist rule that people are willing to stay because it's California. And then we moved to Illinois and it's like, why are you still here? And I'm like, well, I guess it's just family because that's why I'm still there.
It's bad for business. And they're going public with it and saying, look, Bed Bath & Beyond just cannot do business in California. They've gone through some financial turmoil anyway, but they're trying to reopen stores and they're not going to do any out west. They said Bed Bath & Beyond will not compete because of higher taxes, higher fees, higher wages in California that many businesses simply cannot sustain, and the endless regulations that strangle growth.
Make you want to shop. I gave a Bed Bath & Beyond plug a little bit earlier in the show.
Yeah,
I haven't thought
did.
Of Bed Bath & Beyond in, it's been a while since I got married. That's probably the last time I thought about it.
Mm-hmm. So your Bed Bath & Beyond was Bed Bath & Limited.
Did you?
Thank you again.
Did
2 o'clock.
You? Are you done?
Yeah.
You were literally finger gunning.
Yeah.
Did you do a registry for your wedding?
Yes.
Did you have the most fun ever?
No, I hated that.
Were you the guy with the gun?
I was carrying, but I did not have
You were not carrying. You never carried a day in your life. I'm talking about the scanner. You just walk around the store and go beep, 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 and you shoot all the things that you want other people to buy for you.
I was not, but I did try to use that thing from across the store and it didn't work. Like, oh, there's an item way over there. Let's see if this
Did you participate?
Works. Yeah, I was there the whole time.
Why did you hate it?
Because it was boring and stupid, and it was getting stuff that I don't care about. I don't care about kitchen stuff. I care about trucks.
You don't care about trucks.
Swords.
What store are you going
and
to?
Brass knuckles. That's what I wanted to go to, the brass knuckles store.
Okay, stop. I'm cutting you off. You just really thought it was boring?
Yeah.
I think most men find that to be exciting and entertaining and fun.
Most men are dumb.
Well, what else you got? I can't argue.
It was
that.
2007. I think we were still just getting into the world where you could do an online registry, mm-hmm. because we did do one, but I can't remember if we did Amazon or not. I know we did Target at the time.
We got married in fall of 2007 as well, and there was no Amazon registry stuff on our radar. It wasn't mainstream enough that like you could do it and people would understand the process. Target, Bed Bath & Beyond.
Those are the two we did.
Yeah.
It's the two everybody did.
Brad, you guys do it?
Yeah, we did.
Were you the,
I got
the gun
to have,
guy?
I got to have the gun and part of the fun.
See, do you hear how he says that? He got to have the gun.
Mm-hmm.
You said you were bored.
Part of the fun was
I tried shooting it from across the store.
Was
I told
to sneak
you
in stuff that my wife would usually say no to.
I did try to register for a beard trimmer, so my wife was like, no.
I definitely registered for an Xbox 360.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I put that on there.
You could do that at Target, I guess.
Well, Target.
Like Bed Bath & Beyond didn't have an Xbox.
No, not Bed Bath & Beyond.
The wildest thing that we registered for in that regard was like a nice, it looked like books, but they were games. So it was like Monopoly, mm-hmm. but the book set. Didn't do any Xboxing.
Also registered for tools as well.
Tools make sense.
Just hand tools and stuff like that. And I put like, I forget what a big TV at that time was, but I put one of those on there because it's a wish list.
A big TV?
Yes. Nobody bought it. Nobody felt obligated to buy it, but it's like, why not? Put it on there. Maybe somebody's feeling crazy.
You're going to get married soon. You're not going to need a TV, but you do need this hand crank that spins dough.
Ice cream maker.
Or whatever.
I think that the accessories to appliances that when you're that age, it's like, my husband and I, we had all of that stuff because we didn't live together. So we were bringing our things together to live in a home. And everything you have is like inherited from grandma or grandpa or maybe a yard sale here or there if you picked it up to live in an apartment or whatever. So it's like to have all nice new things totally makes sense. But we only registered for things that we knew that we were going to need to buy anyway if we didn't get them. So that we would save, our philosophy was, we'll save our, I don't want people buying me random fun things.
That's all I want.
And then it's what you want, but we knew that we would have to like have plates or something. So everything that we tried to register for was reasonable, and we tried to put things on the registry that would keep us from having to spend money afterwards. Do people still do registries? I guess they do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm supposed to go to a wedding here in a couple weeks.
We are in the wedding dry season of life, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're
in the everything. Now it's just like, I guess we start going to each other's funerals.
Don't say that.
Oh, no.
We're in our early 40s, which means most of our friends are married, and we're not old enough to have kids. And
yeah,
kids.
If anything,
friends
we're second
married.
Marriages.
Yeah, second marriages. Third marriages.
It's not a race. If you're going to a wedding at this point in life, it's probably a family member or something like that. I have a great family friend who's getting married in a couple weeks. But I'm kind of a cash person. Go get a card. Put cash in there. Isn't that what you want anyway?
Yeah. Unless mm-hmm. it's an Xbox. I mean, that'd be pretty sweet. I did try to register. We had two rules for everything we registered for. Number one, is this going to make our house feel more like a home?
This is bull crap. Whatever he's about to say is ridiculous.
Xbox, check.
And number two.
For you, but for your
does
wife?
Does this increase the bond of love
between us? Oh, shut up. You can't even say that with a straight face.
It's because it's a funny joke.
Because
any of the things that we registered for, I would ask those two questions. Does this do one of those two things?
No wonder.
And if it didn't,
you hated
I said, then throw it in the trash right now.
Mrs. Future Wiggins was like, shut up.
Yeah, because she didn't want to throw all those items in the trash in the store, which I agree was kind of ridiculous. But we did it.
People are commenting on the Xbox, and they're not judging you just for putting the Xbox on there. They're judging you because it should have been a PlayStation.
Well, PlayStation didn't have Halo, so I don't want to hear it.
I said, bring your marriage together.
He just dunked on the whole comment section.
Does Mrs. Range play Halo with you? No.
She did.
He had to think about it.
And then she played...
I think he's saying she did once.
Yeah, she played Lego Batman and those games with us more often.
Was there anything that you guys did early in your marriage that now you're like, that would never happen?
Oh, gosh.
Because we had a few of those.
It's just like, you know, having like general time-wasting fun.
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
That's one of them.
Like you just sit and be in the same place at the same time, but you just sit there.
Let's watch an entire season on DVD of anything.
Yes.
We did that.
Watch a bad movie. Doesn't matter. Let's just watch another one.
Who cares? We would watch. At the time, my wife was like, you know what I would like to do? Is engage in an activity with you that I feel like is solely something that you would like that I would not really try. That never happens now.
It's because you have time to go back and forth. You have the ability to spend some time, you know, engaging in an activity that maybe one of you likes because there's time for the engaging in the activity that the other person likes. And then, at least in the phase of life that I'm in right now, there's no time. There's just... It doesn't exist.
She said at that time, I would like to try to watch the entire series of the original Star Trek with you. And that's
TV?
The original TV series.
So not the movies?
No.
They probably weren't half of them out by
then. And we started, and she enjoyed it, but we didn't finish. And we still have not finished. And I bring it up pretty often that she did not fulfill her promise from 2007.
And she probably says, guess I didn't.
She has to agree, because she remembers, and I make her remember.
Is it going? What do you think about, Ryan? You've got three kids. The oldest are 11?
Yeah.
My oldest is 15. My youngest is 4. Your oldest is 11. Your youngest is 9?
Yep. No, 8.
8? Do you think about time with your wife after kids?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about it. Because the nice thing is I think it was 7 years we were married before we had kids. So we had a lot of time to get to know each other and enjoy hanging out with each other.
Jared and I had 2 years.
And so that gives me comfort to know that, oh, well, you know, it's not as if we never tried to just be a couple, because we did for a long time. But things are so different now. Looking back at who we were even then compared to where we will be in 10 years when our oldest is 18, I just don't know what that's like. I mean, there are people listening right now that know exactly that's like, but I do not know what that's like.
I'd be very interested, if you're listening right now and you are in that position, to tell us what it's like to not... you can't really explain the chaos if, you know... I posted on our Facebook page last night. Did you see the picture I posted? Molly drew a picture of me.
Yeah, it was funny.
On what is that called? Not an etch-a-sketch. Whatever the new kind is.
I know what you're talking about.
It's just...
like those magnetic draw yeah. things.
I'm thinking Labradoodle, but that's not it. It's something doodle or something. But she drew a picture of me, and she was so proud of it. And it's just a ridiculous picture. But she was so happy. Mommy, I drew you. You know, she took the time to draw me. That meant something for her to do that to me. And, you know, while that's going on, we got two dogs that are barking at the television and two kids who are doing homework. Another one just trying to clean up the family room so that they can play a game for a little bit before they go to bed. Jared's cooking in the kitchen. And it's just, there is such a frenetic energy to that, that it gets super loud. And everybody's bouncing in their own direction. And every once in a while, I think, like, when I get to the point where I'm like, I don't know, you kind of develop this ability to go mentally, like, tune it out. There's just noise. And you're not really locked into it. Because there's really no other way to handle it all the time. You know, if I sit down on the couch, I have kids crawling on me. I have dogs crawling on me. It's just like, it's just the way it is, 24/7. And I always, if it ever gets to the point where I'm thinking like, ugh, I just think to myself, one day it will just be gone. Mm-hmm. And when it's gone, will I be like, I miss it or I appreciate it and I've moved past it? Because I don't miss the pumpkin seat car seat. I don't miss the diaper bag. I don't miss the diapers. I don't miss all that stuff that's behind me now. And I thought that I would. Now I see other little babies and I think simultaneously about how adorable they are. I think about my children when they were that little and I think about how tiring it was. Like I look back on that time and think that was tough. That was a challenge. Totally worth it. Don't regret a single second of it. But I look back on it and was like, I'm kind of like, woof. So do you get to the point where your kids leave the house? I mean, I don't know what Jared and I will do with ourselves.
I just pulled up a comment from Facebook, actually.
Lenny.
Lenny says, empty nesting is so much fun again. No kids is awesome.
I'm looking at you, Lenny. I mean, initially my husband and I had said we wanted to have children young so we could be young retirees. We're like, we're not going to have money. You never really have enough money to have kids. It's not like... maybe Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce finally felt like it was, maybe we could afford this.
I think we're at that point.
Yeah.
Now.
Maybe we should make a commitment. You know, it was our thought that we would never be in a position where we were just going to be, you know, obnoxiously wealthy and we can afford to have children now. We didn't want that to hold us back and we knew we wanted to have multiple kids. I don't know that I really thought I'd have 4 kids, but I had my son when I was 25 years old. So that's pretty young to be having a kid. Like today I look at that and I'm like, holy, was that a good idea? That was really young. So I think about that, and I, you know, he's 2009. He's 11 years older, 11 and a half, 12 years older than Molly. Molly's four. So in 14 years, theoretically, she could be moved up and moved out. I'd be 55 and an empty nester. And like, to me, part of me thinks like, if I had another kid, that still wouldn't be outrageous. And I don't want to have another kid. I don't physically want to go through that process. But it seems like there's a part of me that is kind of anticipating it with some excitement for a new thing. But then I also have mom guilt about that. I don't know if men would do that, but I like the mom guilt of thinking on the other side of what I have right now.
Yeah. Speaking of X's and Y's and the differences between men and women.
There. Are you like, get these kids out of my house?
No, no. I there was a time that I was when they were little. I was like, oh, man.
You started with twins.
It was so hard. Oh, and I was looking forward to the day when, well, actually, I was looking forward to this day when everybody's a little more independent. We're here. I'm enjoying it now. I really love it. But at that time, I didn't. And I think that mom guilt is a real thing, that dad guilt is probably a little bit different. It's not that it's non-existent, but it is not the same.
Oh, it certainly is not the same. That's for certain. If you have questions that you want us to include when we ask each other across the sexes about boys and girls, we're going to do that in 12 minutes from now. But first, Ethan's Sports and Local segment coming up next. Don't go away. Those were
the days. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Check it out. Sports and Local.
Listen as Ethan shares stories with deep biblical allegory.
Yep.
Really?
So you got to really read into these.
Man, you are flirting with blasphemy here.
Setting you up for... No, biblical allegory is great. That's how you read like the story that's written on your heart into every story. Right, Ethan?
Every good joke requires a 5-minute explanation.
Sure.
It's the story from creation.
Well, how about
it applies to everything we do?
Why were you so emotional about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, Ethan?
Yeah, why?
You were sobbing.
Ryan, you tell me why. Why was I?
What is this?
Ping pong?
I don't know.
right before I was asked that question, I was about to suggest that perhaps Ryan can try and find that deep Christian allegory, biblical allegory within each of these stories.
Yeah, that's a good
that
idea.
I am trying to explain.
I tried.
So I just figured
clean
that you
slate the whole
can
conversation.
That as well.
Well, I would read the Song of Solomon on the air, but I think we'd get FCC.
Sports and local, Ethan, what happened? Anything in baseball yesterday? Nope, totally calm and collected.
Yeah, just your boring Monday night game at Busch Stadium between the Cardinals and the Pirates put
all
me to
eyes.
Sleep. Psych! It was a really...
You tricked me!
Gotcha.
Oh, it's so difficult.
Trying the biblical under...
Stop it!
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm trying very hard.
Sorry. Okay, so last night, you know, everything about this Cardinals game going in, you would have said, well, this is depressing, disappointing. 17,700 something fans in attendance last night. The smallest crowd in Busch Stadium 3 history, excluding COVID games. The smallest crowd to play at Busch Stadium since 1997. Things are great. Things are great at the ballpark these days. So Monday night, crowds
you know what really sucks? The Cardinals were supposed to be really good in the 20s again.
They were?
They were good in the 1920s. They were supposed to be good. They should have been good again.
So we're going to be
we're
good again
over.
In the 1960s and the 80s.
I don't know if we'll find out.
2060s and the 2080s. That's what we're looking forward to.
Did you watch the game last night, Ryan? Did you see it?
No, I saw the clips, though.
What, Ethan?
So, last night's game, quiet until it wasn't. Yeah. It actually was a really good game. Cardinals ended up winning on an Alec Burleson walk-off home run, 7-6, the final score. But that was not the biggest takeaway from the game. In the, I believe it was the 7th inning, Wilson Contreras struck out looking... when he disagreed with the strike call, or perhaps he didn't even disagree with the strike call. He actually, when he was walking back towards the dugout, turned towards the home plate umpire, Derek Thomas. And
don't
said,
say what he said.
Said something along the lines of, you know,
meanie.
Call it both ways. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Thomas, relatively.
Can't we just be gentlemen and call it both ways?
You have to use the thighs and thous.
Thomas, a relatively younger umpire.
I would get thy eyes checked.
Ends up ejecting Wilson Contreras.
Does that wear glasses?
Contreras, very confused as to why he was ejected, ends up blowing a fuse. And
you could say that. He threw high chews all over the place, which I suggest that maybe Burleson's home run came from him being an all-around good guy and helping the Bat Boys and Stubby Clap pick up the high chews that Contreras strewn about the first baseline.
Is that what those were?
Hi-chew.
Those were high chew candies?
Oh, you're mad now.
Now
you disrespected the candy.
What did you do to the high chews? They didn't do anything to you.
Sorry, Ethan, go ahead.
For those that didn't see it, Contreras absolutely lost it. He's getting up in the face of the home plate umpire, Ollie Marmol. It's a good thing that Ollie Marmol's in good shape. He's a strong guy, you know, because he's holding Contreras back with everything in his power. Contreras makes contact, bumps shoulders with one of the umpires. That's going to get him a suspension. And then he's still holding his bat in his hand, walking back towards the dugout. He tosses his bat back away from him in the direction of the umpire. It hits Cardinal hitting coach Brant Brown in what looked like was either the chest or the face. So that was notable moment number two. And then the final notable moment, as you just heard, a bucket of high chew candy ended
How dare
up
you.
Making its way onto the field.
Can I ask you more about this?
There
real
it
quick,
is.
Real quick, I'll give kudos
a
to,
moment of silence,
to Chip Carey and Brad Thompson because, you know, they covered this perfectly saying, you know, we don't know who did it. they never came out and said, hey, Contreras throws a bucket of high chew onto the field. They said, and a bucket of high chew has also made its way onto the field.
You know, I think we need to ban high chews because they're dangerous to people who are in their path. And the high chews might have just done that themselves. And if we wouldn't have had a bucket of high chews in the dugout, this never would have happened.
That's a good point.
Maybe the high chew budget.
High chew control.
What was your question, Ryan?
Well, I think that I answered this question by watching the video just now because I had missed that part of it. But that were the high
He's
shoes
by the candy?
Were the high shoes individually wrapped? It looks as
yes,
if they were.
They are.
So they were salvageable.
Correct.
Okay. So they those could still be eaten.
Correct.
Oh, it's, like you would stop yourself.
Actually, pretty good.
I don't know if a high chew is wet and covered in grass.
Is high chew like Laffy Taffy or is it gum?
It's a mixture.
Kind of, yeah. It's kind
Excuse
of right
me,
in the middle.
It's
yeah.
right in the middle, yeah. It's, no. it's a Korean substitute for gum.
Major League Baseball has to have some sort of partnership because they're in the TV broadcast.
Was that why
all
it
time.
Got thrown out there?
There is a bucket
Is this a
of
marketing
them.
Ploy? It must is this like ketchup in a smoothie at That's, Smoothie King so we talk about it?
So maybe it wasn't Wilson Contreras that threw it.
Wilson Contreras is connected with Big High Chew.
Ooh, this is a bigger scandal.
Look at it. Everyone's looking
yep,
at it
there
today.
There it is right there. And let's pause and focus in on the high chew bucket. Now, that bucket is not made for any candy. It says on the bucket that it's for high chew.
Yeah. I think we've uncovered something important here.
I do, too.
Investigative reporting on the Annie Fry Show.
All right. You get time for one more story because we got to talk about boys and girls next just to clear some things up.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and let's do this one. NASCAR is returning here pretty shortly to St. Louis at the Worldwide Technology Raceway. Less than just a couple weeks away, right, Brad?
It's actually the weekend after next.
Labor yeah, Day.
So that would
no,
be that.
This is Labor Day weekend.
September 13th. Right? No, no, no. That's next year.
No,
so it's returning. Hold on, hold on, hold
Thank
on, hold
you.
On, hold on.
We want to be first in on this news story.
Hold on.
For next year's race.
Slow down. Slow down, people. It is going to
talking
be
talking about racing, aren't we?
Coming
really
up
fast.
In 2 weekends. Mm-hmm. But the story is that it's also, it was recently just announced that it was going to be coming back next year around the same time of the year, and that one will be on September 13th.
Is that a big deal?
It's
they're
it
playoff
shows,
races.
Yeah, they're playoff races, so they're important, but it also shows that NASCAR is continuing to do well in this market, mm-hmm. which
Ryan,
is great.
Why don't you go there and cover the event for the Annie Fry Show?
Was there Haichu?
Yes.
Are you lying?
No.
I actually would prefer if...
you seem like you're lying, though. I'm actually, not going to that.
You're the second person on this show today to accuse me of being a liar.
And then the first person
and
was right.
One of you is correct.
I'd actually prefer if Brad went and covered
he
it.
He is going to cover
Brad
it.
Is
oh!
going to cover it.
Can you bring me back stuff from the green room?
No.
Only if there's high chews?
I don't care what it is, really, if it's free.
Brad,
I'm
what is
bring
the...
you a handful of... Like shrimp shells or something.
Brad, is there's one
that
thing
is so weird.
You get to do while covering the Enjoy Illinois 300. What is it?
Ooh, I'd like to interview Ryan Blaney.
Ryan Wiggins.
Alrighty. There it is, Ryan
All right.
Blaney.
That's
I think
what I was going to say.
I think it's a great choice.
Yeah, me too. Ryan Blaney.
X's and Y's with Trisha in studio next. Your questions about boys and girls. What do you want to know? Hit us up on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Leave us a comment. Maybe feature it next segment. Don't go away. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. And it
sounds welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. You want to tease up that poll question again, real quick here?
Should President Trump...
Okay, that's enough. We've had enough. YouTube live chat poll. You can go vote. We'll give you those results here in a second. Let's get to X's and Y's. Trisha's in studio with us. X's and Y's with Trisha. Hi, Trisha.
Hey, Trisha.
Hi,
Trisha.
Annie. Trisha. Hey, everybody.
It's a fun segment. We're
X's and Y's.
All right, I'm going first. What do you guys think it's like to have a baby?
Trisha, you go first.
Nope, Trisha knows. Trisha and I have had babies.
I'll help confirm or
deny. I want, Ryan, tell me what you think as a man it's truly like to physically, not the 9 months of carrying it, the delivery process, the like day of action. What do you think it's like, and do you think women exaggerate the pain?
Well, once you get a
you get one stab at this,
a thing in your spine, what's that called?
An epidural.
Epidural.
Did you get an epidural, Trisha?
I did.
Yeah, I asked for two.
Such a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm trying not to be graphic here, but it's, you know, it's about childbirth. I would think that it was like trying to push a child out of your wiener. And therefore painful.
Even all numbed up.
Even if you like gave that wiener a bunch of shots. You know what, though? I just said it comes from your spine.
We're
so.
Talking about things that aren't illegal, but this is a while ago, that aren't illegal but should be. You using the word wiener is one of them.
Oh. I don't think so.
Do you? Okay, so you did. You had twins. She didn't have
I
any.
I didn't personally have them.
Well, you participated. Was there? There were no C-sections.
No.
Correct?
No.
And did she have any epidurals?
She did, but it only worked on her left side.
Half I've heard of that. What kind of sentiment did you have, like, when you're there at the hospital and this is going down and you're watching your wife, who you've known for how many years before that moment?
10.
Did it change you at all to see her do what she did?
Well, yes, but I was there. I kid you not, to be helpful, but I was so naive as to what helpful was that I probably did nothing. I'm like oh, here we are. I'm like dressed in camo and wearing backpack.
Go, yeah. I'm going in.
Here we go. I'm ready.
Was it like? What did you do? Were the nurses and everything? Because the nurses are everything, right, Trisha? You go,
oh,
like,
my gosh.
It's nurse,
yes.
Nurse, 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 doctor, oh. Baby. That's the way that goes. What did you do then, Ryan, while all of this was going on? You were there, like, trying to be helpful. How did you approach that in the delivery room?
I thought that I should be present with whatever was happening. And I realized that that was nice, but I'm not sure that I did anything. But I think just giving her the psychological peace of mind that I was there to be helpful was probably more than anything I could have actually done.
So that was your headspace, but what did you think about your wife after she went through the process, especially with twins?
I don't know. I still don't know. I have no clue what a woman is going through bringing life into the world.
No, my question to you is, how did you feel about her? Like, did watching her do that physical thing change at all the way you saw your wife?
No, because the babies changed the way our relationship worked, but it didn't make me think of her as more of a trooper or something.
Really? No. It didn't add like a level of respect or
no, that happened. No, he probably disrespected her. That happened on the third baby when she decided I'm not going to have any medication at all and I'm gonna wait till just natural birth. And that baby was 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, respect.
That's
but
respect. Before that, no respect.
I was going to say, I've had 7-pound babies, I've had 8-pound babies, I have 9-pound babies, and I had a 9-15 baby. And it was difficult each time. It's a challenge.
I mean, even with an epidural, it's not easy. It's not like you're like, oh, this is easy now. Like, it just happens. Like, it's
but
a lot of work.
You do hear about women who have babies, like, oh, I was, like, getting ready to go to the hospital, and I put on my shirt and then I had a baby and then we got to the hospital.
That's
no
a summation
respect.
Of it.
No
that's not really
that.
How
that
goes
that's
down.
Trisha,
easy. After you went through that, did you watch your husband be there for you through that thing? Like, did you see him differently at all in the way that he tended to you or did
yeah,
he tend
I mean,
or
he
whatever?
Stepped up like nobody's business and I have nothing but love and respect for my husband. He almost passed out when I was giving birth and every single nurse that walked in was like, is he okay? Like I'm actively pushing
like,
and he is on the floor, like head in his hands, ghost white. Like
is this like after the delivery?
While it's happening. Okay, like while it's happening, he is like in a corner like, ah, and everybody's like, he good? I'm like, I'm having a baby.
Who cares about him? Let him crash into the floor. No, I mean, I think that there's interesting thing. Like, I remember watching specifically with Jared, with Charlie. I've told this story before, but I was always a terrible pregnant person. I was always sick, miserably sick, didn't like being pregnant at all whatsoever. And with Charlie, my first, I wanted to know what I was having. I needed to create a more personal connection with this thing that was inhabiting my body and making me feel miserable. So I wanted to know if I was having a boy or a girl. Jared was adamant about not finding out. And so I said to him, well, I would like to go to the ultrasound and I would like to know and I won't tell you. And that was at about 18 weeks in, 19 mm-hmm. weeks in. And he was like, okay, that's fine. Just don't tell me. So I knew the whole time that I was having a boy and he didn't.
He didn't find out till the end?
Charlie came out and had a wee-wee. Sorry, Charlie. That's all we'll say about
it's the
that.
The word of the segment.
Yeah. And so.
I had no idea Charlie did that.
Charlie was born and was a boy. And I did think to myself, like, what if they got it wrong and he's a girl? And I'm like, that's not right. but it was kind of crazy to be delivering my husband's son, knowing that he was about to have a firstborn son. And Jared didn't know it. So it was like, I actually was able to kind of, in the midst of all of the things, watch Jared have that experience in a different way than I would have if we had both found it out at the same time.
That's pretty cool.
I was really glad about it. Mm-hmm. But Jared was very much like, he was observant. He was by my side. And he didn't interject himself into anything. He was really just there for me. And it was very sweet. The way he would, he just wanted me to be okay. Mm-hmm. Like it through the whole thing, he just wanted it to get to the point where we were okay. And I think it's for women, obviously, I don't need to sit here and advocate for like how strong women have to be to labor babies. But I think that it's probably pretty intimidating for a man to look at the person who you love the most, bearing the person who you haven't even realized how much you could love someone the most, and know that both of these things are kind of hanging in the balance here and you are completely helpless. Mm-hmm. I find it interesting that in what I consider to be one of the most powerful moments that can occur in life, the strongest gender among us is in their weakest moment. There's nothing that they can do. And then it gets through and then your job starts. I don't know. I don't know if that's too broad of a statement, but
everybody tells you, oh, when you have this baby, you're going to have all these moments and all these things that you're supposed to feel. And I hated that because I was like, I don't feel any of those things. I don't care about you telling me the way I should feel. I don't even want to think about the way you think I should be feeling. I just want to do this because it is overwhelming and I don't know what's going on. And then later you get to look back and go, oh, this is what I felt in the moment. But in that moment, you don't know what the heck you're doing.
No, you don't know anything. And I remember, like, I didn't want to see any of it. I don't know what it looks like. I was there every time. Don't know. They get you all set up. They're like, would you like a mirror? I'm like, you get that mirror out of here.
Know.
I don't want any mirrors in here. You get them out of the bathroom. Take them off the wall. Get them out.
Not interested. I think we had to watch it in health class in high school or something.
Yeah, that I was saw it one time.
Only time you I go will to, ever see that.
Did you go to a birthing class?
No.
Well, I went to one. I delivered at Anderson Hospital, and they had this circle up on the wall. And they're like, that circle's 10 centimeters. I'm like, the hell?
No.
No. Oh, what? Anyway.
I offered to eat the placenta, but.
Oh, Ryan! No. God dang it.
It's what the man's supposed to do.
No!
It's what I was told.
No wonder you didn't have any of those feelings. You had other nauseating feelings. Oh.
It's full.
Ryan, ask a question. Change the subject.
How do women feel about men who wear toupees?
I feel solidly indifferent, to each their own.
Is a toupee something that's like, do you sleep with a toupee on?
No idea.
What do you do with yours?
I just wear this Rockies hat.
Is a toupee underneath there?
Bed.
No, I don't care. If a man wants to wear hair or whatever, I mean, I would think that a lot of those things are a little bit more permanent now. Women get hair extensions all the time. Mm-hmm. I've never had hair extensions. But I was just reading. Do you know much about them? Have you ever had hair extensions?
No.
I was reading that you put them in for like 6 months. Is that right?
I think that they last a long time. Yeah. You pay a lot of money and they stick around.
I mean, if women can get hair extensions, I don't know why a man can't.
Well, and didn't John Cena just come out and say he's had a hair transplant? It looks really good.
Every major celebility male has had a hair transplant.
Google John Cena hair transplant. And he's like very open about it. It looks super natural. I don't know how many people are wearing toupees anymore.
Yeah.
I think they're kind of making a comeback.
Oh, is that right?
I've seen them on social media a lot more. And it's like they put this huge amount of glue on top of your head and squish it down. But when they're done, it looks like...
It looks natural.
It looks real.
Go for it.
Let me ask you another question about rugs. Why do women like rugs? Like just floor
can you
rugs?
Specific on the floor?
Yes.
Makes it more homey. It makes your feet warmer.
Decorative pop.
Same question about pillows.
Are you just want to do the rest?
Crap like that.
Why do we like nice things?
Why do you like? is it just that it's yeah? What is it about rugs? I don't get it. They're just decorative.
They make the floor softer and your home look a little bit nicer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they are a source of constant interest to my wife.
Yeah, I
she
see
is
that.
Always like, ooh,
she
what if we
taste.
Put a rug mm-hmm. here? And I'm like, I don't care.
Was she talking about your head?
No.
Rubbing
Wait, maybe. Now that you say that.
I think we've gotten to the bottom of this based on your subliminally inferred first question there. Trisha, do you have a question?
Sure. Okay. So, men, before you go to any event or like work or anything like prior, do you ever think about your outfit? Or your general appearance, like, you know, you're coming into fall season. Do you like have in mind like, oh, this is kind of my wardrobe for that season? Or do you think about your like clothing appearance at all?
Appearance, no. But I do think about like clothing because I'm like, oh, I'm coming into fall season. Time to put a jacket on because it's like 2 degrees outside or whatever.
Yeah, but it's mostly practical.
Yeah.
That's function,
not fashion.
There's not a lot of thought to fashion. You know what's funny? This is a stupid story, but I'm going to tell you anyway. When I first started working here, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to reinvent myself.
Okay, this is what I'm talking about.
Go on.
Yes, please do tell.
I'm going to be one of those guys
who
dresses nice mm-hmm. and is very well shaven and so forth. And I'm gonna wear a collar a lot.
This is exactly my question.
And I thought this is like a new start here, 2018 when I started here. And I did that for long enough until I had a full-time job. And then I was like, why am I doing this?
Did you like, you catfished us? Like
kinda.
You came in and you were like,
did
this
COVID
is me.
Have anything kinda. To do with that? Because everybody stopped caring during COVID.
No, because I had stopped in 2019.
You gave up before COVID.
Yeah.
That's great.
I remember whenever I first got hired here, I asked Trisha, what is the attire? What are we supposed to wear? And she's like, 97.1, we all have neck tattoos.
What should I say that?
Yes.
my normal response is pajamas. But
Brad, you got a question?
Yeah. So what is the appeal of the bad boy to girls? Just like, I know that there's something there. You look at like the fascination with different books and all this other stuff, the quote-unquote bad boy. What is the appeal or the fascination with that?
I think it's a younger person thing. At least it was for me. The same way, like, any kind of risk taking is, like, roller coasters a little bit risky and tattoos and
if you saw a guy with a mohawk getting on the Screaming Eagle.
Let's go back to the neck tattoo.
Yeah, 13-year-old me is like, whoa, that guy is a little bit risky. I want to talk to him. I don't know. I think it's just like
I've been married for 18 years.
Yeah. Like an adrenaline thing. That is not what you want the older you get.
True.
This question has been asked before, but I've always said that women want to be a reason a guy would be good.
Mm-hmm. Like changing somebody.
Yeah. That's what all the stupid rom-com movies and high school love stories are about. Like, oh, I want to be a better person for you. I don't think it's more complicated than that.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't usually
You have to invest yourself into somebody to do that, though.
As a female or a male?
As a female.
Well, females do that.
But females don't do that to every bad boy, or else every boy would be a bad boy. They'd all present as bad.
It's not really how it works.
I didn't follow that logic at all.
No.
Usually at that age, girls are like, yeah, we're all in, and guys are like, cool, for 5 minutes.
Usually the girl is a friend with a guy who makes bad decisions. And the girl wants the guy to make good decisions. And if he starts making good decisions because you influenced him to do that, then that means you mean something to him.
Ooh.
Most girls just want to be cared for.
Now you tell me.
You just said, I had kids and I didn't feel anything.
I didn't. I look back and I'm like, what the heck was going on?
Oh, man. You had twins. Babies are hard.
It didn't
You've
really
talked about that too, Trisha.
One.
That stage of babies is like, oh, my gosh, mm-hmm. This is for real. But then they grow up and they become your buddies, you know? That's one cool thing about where we are in my life right now. When I think about the diaper bags and the diapers and all that stuff, the pumpkin seats that we don't have to lug around. My oldest two are like sociable human beings that I get to hang out with. Yes, they're not my friends. They are my children. But my 9-year-old is getting to that point too. And Molly at 4 has the most personality I've ever met in anybody. So it's like you get to interact with these people as opposed to just be 100% responsible for keeping them from doing something violently terrible to themselves. So the passage of time is an okay thing. All right, let's get the results of the poll. Should President Trump wait to be asked to send in the National Guard to restore law and order in American cities? Yes or no? Go vote. We'll be right back.
To tell you the biggest pop culture news of the year broke while we were in this cabinet meeting. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are engaged, and the world wants your reaction, sir.
Well, I wish him a lot of luck. I think it's I think he's a great player. I think he's a great guy, and I think that she's a terrific person. So I wish them a lot of luck.
President Trump, Travis Kelce is a great player, and Taylor Swift is a terrific person. And two of those three people I just mentioned are engaged.
I wondered where that news came from. I didn't know that they were in the press conference when that happened, because I thought they put out a statement. Well, I saw the news that Trump had said that, but I didn't realize that it just was popped on him at that moment. Like an engagement question.
What an interesting response from him.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was just a simple, kind response, and that was it.
I wish him luck.
I think this goes back to what Brad was saying. I think the world is mending.
Let's hope so.
We are the world.
Mm-hmm. It's just like the 80s.
We are the people. Is it a big... It's a big story today, of course, if you haven't heard yet. I don't know how you would have avoided it. Travis Kelce and Ethan is back.
And Ethan's back
Travis
because
Kelce
we said the word.
And Taylor Swift. I summoned him. Are engaged... I actually kind of think it is culturally relevant that President Trump was asked that question and answered it in a chill way. Donald Trump, I mean, Taylor Swift very aggressively has endorsed against Donald Trump. I don't know that she's ever come out and said anything directly about Donald Trump being terrible, but she's alluded to it plenty of times. Travis Kelce was like Mr. Pfizer, so he got a lot of hate for that. But I will say this. Travis Kelce is not the only person who was duped on Pfizer.
Yeah.
So I think it's worthy of note that the president was asked that question and that he gave a non-obnoxious answer to it. Do you agree?
Yeah, it is partially because he's in the position to be able to not care. You know, he doesn't have to fight against the endorsement or non-endorsement anymore. He's in the seat.
He could easily say, like, I'm saving the streets of New York or of Washington, D.C., and we're bringing inflation down and people are getting jobs and you're asking me about Taylor Swift. Like, he could say stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true.
And he didn't.
Yep.
So I think I find that interesting and endearing, honestly. Smart of him to not, like, fire up the Swifties against him. I don't know that the Swifties are really his strong base.
It gives a good headline for him. I'll say that.
YouTube live chat poll. Ethan, real quick, when we go around the room, should Trump wait to be asked to send the National Guard to restore law and order in American cities? I think he should. I don't know. I think I would have said yes, he should have waited. I changed my mind. Send it in and make it happen. Real quick, you? Should he wait, yes or no?
I'm going to say no, I guess.
No, don't wait. Go help the people.
Ethan, you want to hit us with the results real quick?
251 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Should Trump wait to be asked to send the National Guard to restore law and order in American cities? 59% say no, 41% say yes.
All right, pretty close. Now let's wait and see what he does. Maybe St. Louis has a little safety in store. Thanks for listening to The Mark Rudin Show next. So beat the drum with me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.